welcome to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Amelia.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Edward.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news and exciting interview in our hot seat section. And of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in our student spotlight.
We want to wish all of our school family a very happy new year. We hope you enjoyed your time over the Christmas holidays. Everyone has settled in really well back into our new school term, and we are looking forward to sharing this episode with you. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
Our year 5-6 football team faced a tough challenge against Tottingham Primary. Despite a great performance, the boys were narrowly defeated 2-0 in a well-fought match. The way the team approached the game was something to be incredibly proud of. The sportsmanship, respect, courage were all clear for all to see. A true reflection of our school values in action.
Khaleesi in year 2 demonstrated our first aid skills we've been learning in one of our enrichment Friday sessions. When Miss Tyrrell began coughing on one lunchtime, Khaleesi immediately recognised what she thought could be a choking situation and confidently attempt to administer first aid. Her quick reaction and calm response, she showed just how valuable our first aid sessions are in teaching important real life skills beyond the curriculum.
Our pupil leadership team led an assembly based on this term's pupil voice theme, enrichment. They spoke clearly and confidently using a presentation and resources they had prepared themselves to explain the focus and encourage children to share their views. They have also been inviting pupils from across the school to attend lunchtime pupil voice sessions, giving an opportunity to talk about enrichment activities and clubs.
At the end of each term, we total up all the house points with the winning house receiving a special reward. For the autumn term, we are delighted to announce that Mars were our overall winners. Pupils in Mars enjoyed a well-deserved ice cream treat, complete with a choice of sprinkles. Despite the icy weather, there was plenty of excitement and enthusiasm as the children proudly collected their reward. That's all for breaking news this week. Now to our hot seat time. In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome Ted, Bella, Ethan and Millie back onto the podcast as our pupil leadership team. They are head boy, head girl and their deputies. Last week, they presented an assembly and held pupil clinics about an important topic.
For anyone who didn't attend the pupil clinics, what were you actually asking pupils about?
So we were asking questions about like enrichment and clubs, so like what clubs you've enjoyed so far and stuff.
What was the most common thing those answering said they really enjoyed about Enrichment Fridays?
Probably gardening, because People enjoyed going outside and doing activities.
Did any particular club or activity come up again and again as a favourite? Why do you think that is?
Probably drama, because people probably didn't think it's that good, but it probably took them by surprise.
What did those who attend the clinics say they would like to see in the future in Richmond Fridays or after school clubs?
So it was mainly darts, because people like playing darts.
Finally, if you were encouraging people to give after school clubs a go, what would you say to them based on what you heard?
Probably just to give it a go, because even if you don't think you like something, you probably do.
Give it a go because it's really good to try new things, because you never know if you like it, and if you like it, you can go to a different club outside of school and start it.
Because it might be important in the future.
Just like give it a go, because like say you enjoy it, you could want to do it as like a job when you're older.
Well done, everyone, and thank you for your great work in leading the assembly and asking our pupils about their interviews in the clinic. It was great having you on the podcast to share some updates about it.
Each week, our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team. Local who is... has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or Vera email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Shout out to Enid in year 4, who completed her 400 metre swimming badge. It took a lot of grit and her determination and hard work. It wasn't easy, but she stuck it at it, and we were all very proud of her.
Thomas in year 5 was nominated by his coaches at Elton Cricket Club for the Bury and District Under 11s team trials. Following this assessment, he has been selected for the forthcoming district cricket season. Well done, Thomas.
Frank in year 6 continued working hard on his tennis. He went to a tournament during Christmas break and walked away with a silver medal. Congrats, Frank.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, amazing students, and, of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this: what has one eye but can't see? The answer was, of course, a needle. Well done if you got it.
Here's the teaser for this episode. I fly without wings, I cry without eyes. Wherever I go, darkness follows me. What am I? I'll repeat that. I fly without wings, I cry without eyes. Wherever I go, darkness follows me. What am I? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming on your way on Friday, the 13th of February. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.